You're listening to SBS News.
Two old ladies lying in bed.
One rolled over, the other one said.
One rolled over, the other one said. I want to be a pinball player. I want to be a pinball player.
The happy sound of the West Pymble over 35's women's football team singing their team song. The Northern Sydney club has become part of Emma Fitzgerald's life since she came to live in Australia from England 15 years ago. But the football bug was well and truly embedded many years before that. After being born in the English town of Romford in Essex, Emma's love of two clubs in particular was handed down to her by her family. She explains the process.
It's got to be my dad and probably my uncle a bit as well. So growing up, they used to play for the same football club. And I used to be on the sideline or just kicking a ball around. And then as I got older, I realised there were teams other than the ones that they played for. And that was Manchester United in England, because that was who my dad and my uncle supported.
Now married and living in Australia, Emma spends most of her spare time involved in the game, either as a player, match official, or in her role as secretary for the Manchester United Supporters Club in New South Wales. Her coach at West Pymble is Ian Plant. He says Emma's love of the game is intense.
She is such a passionate soccer player, supporter. She loves the club. She loves every club she supports. You couldn't have anyone who loves the game more than Emma.
She plays the game all year round, but even by her standards, this year will be a big one. Travelling with some like-minded friends to France to take in a Matildas match and an England match at the World Cup will be a highlight of her year. But although she wants both nations to do well, if she's got to choose, it'll be England that she's following with all her heart.
I will always support the Matildas, unless they're playing England. So I've been English longer than I've been Australian, so I'll always support England first. But yeah, we're going to France and we're going to go and watch the Matildas play in Montpellier, and then the Lionesses play in Le Havre. So yeah, it should be good.
Her devotion to the game has won the admiration and amazement of her teammates, such as Joe Hodgkinson.
She's probably one of the most committed people I know to football. She knows so much about it and can, you know, give you all the facts and figures from so many games, and lives and breathes Manchester United and England, and yeah, it's very impressive.
Despite her love of playing for her over 35s team, Emma is aware she can't play forever, but she's already looking forward.
I can probably see me refereeing more as I get older rather than playing quite so much. There's a few referees in our association well in their 70s and 80s, so yeah, there's other goals.
John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.